For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Tuck Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Taking your predictions, Pistons, and the Knicks. A bunch of them come in via ticket text. The NBA is entirely controlled by the referees. No other sport is subjectively influenced by the officials, is as subjectively influenced by the officials, and the Pistons won't be chosen to win. Get ready for one-sided officiating. Pistons in six. The coaching staff will have them ready. It's from Mark on a Road. Series will be a whistle fest like every playoff game ever, and the Pistons won't get any of them. Brunson and company will get every call. Knicks in six with ease. Kang, based upon the feedback that's come in here, and I'm looking at these three, I've read four texts. Three of them have been about the officiating, and your question was, will we be taking officiating calls come Monday? I feel like we're already getting that, so probably. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Brandon in Clinton Township. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Brandon?
What's going on, guys?
How we doing?
I got the Pistons in six. New York Knicks is softer than New York-style pizza, man. Like, they can't beat none of the playoff teams. I mean, if you look at the regular season, all the Eastern Conference teams that's in the playoffs, not the play-in, they got a losing record against all the top teams in the Eastern Conference. They, you know, Cat, I mean, play. He hang around the perimeter too much for me. Like, and that's the advantage of the Pistons, man. Like, why are you always at the perimeter trying to shoot threes and stuff? I'm not saying he's not a good big, you know, 3-point shooter for a big man, but man, I really like the Pistons' chances. And Cade Cunningham is going to be a nightmare for Brunson, man. Like, it's, I mean, it's bully ball, and this is the matchup that we really needed because I'm so happy we didn't play Milwaukee or the Pacers because I got the Pistons in six, man. I really believe they can shock the world. New York is overrated. It always, you know, it's always every year New York go do this and they end up not getting to where they want to be, man. And that team last year, the New York team was better last year than it is this year.
Well, you talk about Karl Anthony Towns just kind of sitting out by the perimeter. The reason he does is because he knocks down 42% of the shots he takes from beyond the arc. He's a good three-point shooter. He's a great three-point shooter. And Brunson's really good, too, at 38%. I mean, those two guys, those are the two guys leading the team, and then they still have other supporting characters in their starting lineup that give points. I'm not shooting it down. I think whoever wins Game 6 wins it, but I think because I think the Knicks will end up getting to a Game 7, winning the Game 7. But I do like I think the Pistons absolutely have a chance in this.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I just don't fear the Knicks, man. This is the matchup I was hoping for, to be honest with you. This is the matchup. I was worried about Milwaukee, and I was worried about the Pacers. I just think – I mean, I know some people wanted the Pacers because we got, like, a little rivalry thing going on with them. But, man, I just don't think the Pacers a little bit got an edge over us as far as their supporting cast. I didn't want them. But I like the matchup we got right now with the Knicks. I'm really liking it. I hope I'm right. You know, hey, look what happened in – you know, this is what we want. We don't want to be favored. You know, we like our backs against the wall. Nobody kicking us. So yeah, you know, we like that. That's what we embrace. That's what the Detroit sports is all about. We like being underdog.
Well, Brandon, I wanted no part of Giannis in Milwaukee. That was the one series I didn't want to. I didn't want to play a superstar like that. A guy who can just absolutely take it over and kind of expected to take it over, and probably the player that I would expect to get the biggest superstar whistle. It's clearly a tough matchup.
Well, yeah, because New York technically has two stars on their team.
Yep.
You know, and Brunson is—he's a headache. He's a serious, serious headache. He gets to the free throw line as well. He gets there seven times a game. He's a guy who averages 26 points a game, seven assists a game. Also, which is you got to keep that in mind too, because he's dishing the ball off.
Yep.
You know, Cade's a nice counter to that. I like Cade's numbers. I like Cade a lot. But they've got a starting five that you know who their starting five is. The Pistons can mix and match, and that might be to their advantage.
Sean is next on 97 on the ticket. Hello, Sean.
What up, boys? Listen, that guy, the last caller nailed it. The Knicks, they're just soft. Honestly, we're a bad matchup for them. We're tough in the paint. We're gritty. They traded that. They let Hartenstein go. They let DiVincenzo go. They're just not a tough team. They're pretty boys. It's kind of like that Fab Five documentary when, you know, they're talking about Duke, right? They don't want any part of us, and Cade's the best player on the floor. I like Brunson, but Cade bullies them. Cade's bigger than him. They're not going to be able to slow us down in the paint. They're going to have to knock down a ton of threes to hang with us. It's just a nightmare matchup for them. You see the New York Post cover?
No.
It's got Cade on there, and they're talking about it. They're saying, is he the next villain? And they don't – I know some people from New York, they don't really want to see us. They're not happy about that matchup as a three seed. And the guy was right. Last year, the Knicks were better. It's just – we just match up well against them in the paint. We're just going to pound them in the paint like we've done to almost every team all year. And if Towns goes off, if Brunson goes off from three, they'll steal a game or two. But Pistons in six, and honestly, I can't believe – that there's no experts even picking the upset
weird.
At all. It's absurd.
Hey,
it's because they don't watch us. Listen to Shaq. No one pays attention to us. We're not on national TV ever. They're just discarded. Well, they're going to see. They're going to find out.
Appreciate the phone call, Sean. We got you down for Pistons in six.
Sean's right about the matchup. I think this matchup, remember we talked about this before they were set, guys. Who did you want to see? I did want to see the Knicks. I just think that the soft thing seems to be going around right now with the calls we're taking, right?
Yeah.
Cat, he got this label, I think, in Minnesota because Jimmy Butler had gone off on the guys during a scrimmage one time. And I think and mentally, you can get in a Cat's head. Like, he complains to the refs. You can bully him a little bit. Great player. He's going to put up his numbers. But does that start to wear on Cat as the series goes along? Like, hey, Beef Stew, obviously, he doesn't care, right?
Yeah. No.
He'll do whatever. Jalen Duren's physical. The rest of the Pistons are physical. You know, that is an advantage for the Pistons. But will the refs let them play physical?
Well, I guess we'll find out. The truth is, and I'm not afraid to admit this, my level of diving into the first round of the NBA playoffs the last few years, it hasn't been the deepest of dives.
No?
Games have been on.
I don't dive, I wade.
Yeah. So, you know, we can talk about the Pistons inexperience. What I might find is if the Knicks win this series, is a self-reflection might be, I underestimated how much playoff experience matters. I do think it matters. I do think it matters, but I don't think it's something that this team can't overcome. As you've pointed out, Pistons have three regulars that have played over 120 playoff games. Now, the core of their guys, it's their first kick at the can. And they do seem to love a challenge. They do seem to love to be called out.
Yeah.
We've seen them get edgy this year. So, I don't know. I mean, that might be the biggest hole in any argument that is made for the Pistons, is they just are too green.
I think it's a reasonable argument to make. I like that, you know, this team plays for each other. They play for their coach. Their coach loves them. He stands up for them and sticks up for them. I think that all matters. And it's not just lip service. I mean, this stuff was going on over the last couple of weeks. I mean, that short press conference where Bickerstaff just went off.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yep.
You know, and that wasn't like back in December. That was like 3 weeks ago. So it's all very fresh right here. And the Pistons have not been playing their best basketball lately, but they were also dealing with some injuries to finish off the season. Now they're reasonably healthy. Knock on wood here. I don't expect to see Jaden Ivey in this first round, but, I mean, that's the real injury they have. Everybody else is ready to go. So show that you're ready to go. Let's get this thing off on the right foot.
248-539-9797. Let's go to Alan next on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Alan?
Hey, what's up, guys? First time, long time. How you doing?
Great.
Good, good. Hey, I just calling actually to say, you know, no matter what happens in this series, just amazing coming from a 14-win team going to the playoffs. You know, my expectations, don't really have too many, but I hope they win. If they do, I'll see them in six. The only thing I worry about, I think New York might have a slight advantage.
Which, so, is there something specific, or you just mean in general?
No, no, very specific, actually.
All right, let's hear it.
So they can play with Tracy Morgan's puke all over the court. Pistons might not be able to handle that.
Huh? What was that?
All right.
248-539-9797. Phone calls, feedback, get your predictions in. I don't know what that was. It's Carson Anderson. We'll get to your phone calls and feedback coming up. Also, Gator.
Oh, I'm sorry. Tracy Morgan's puke all over the
court. Oh, he said Tracy Morgan. I thought he said Chase Morgan.
I thought he said Chase Morgan as well.
I was like, who the hell is Chase Morgan? Yeah.
Tracy Morgan, who vomiting.
Got sick. All right.
Yeah. From Saturday Night Live.
Okay. Gotcha.
At the next
Anybody one. Else think he said Chase? I didn't even know that he said Morgan. I knew he said Chase, but.
I thought he started talking about financial stuff.
Yeah, and I don't know how funny that is, too. He's.
I think we did him a favor.
Yeah. playoffs are just a different animal. New York has a proven playoff guy in Brunson that could take over down the stretch, make tough shots, and get to the line. That wins in playoff games. Dean Troy says, can't bring up the Knicks record against winning teams, then ignore it for the Pistons. They are 12-27, worse than the Knicks against winning teams.
Yeah,
we have brought it up.
I did bring it up. And what I also brought up was that of those 12 wins, three of them come against the Knicks.
Yeah.
And then they have wins over the Celtics and the Cavaliers, which is something the Knicks don't have.
Okay, this was on again last night, and for some reason, Kang couldn't take his eyes off it, even though it's ridiculous. We'll get to that today at 11:20 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, you trust CGC for top-quality Connecticut water systems. Now trust them with your plumbing, too. April showers bring flooded basements. Keep yours dry. With CGC Water Treatment and Plumbing, right now save 10% off a new Zoeller sump pump. Need backflow testing? CGC's got you covered. Call 855-339-4242 or visit cgcwater.com. Remember, if you're not filtering your water, you are the filter. Don't be the filter. Call your authorized independent Connecticut dealer today at 855-339-4242 or visit cgcwater.com. So I was out yesterday taking a kid on a college tour, Indiana University. A couple things about the tour of Indiana. I don't blame them for doing this. Our tour guide really leaned into the fact that Indiana is now a football school.
Oh, sure.
Yep. Football school.
You didn't know that?
I suppose if I were giving a tour of Indiana and the job was to recruit prospective students, I think I would probably sell the same thing. But she was pretty aggressive with that. You know, Indiana's a football school. The other thing, did you know that Indiana is reintroducing a mascot?
Hank the Hoosier?
No. Apparently in the 60s, they had introduced like a bull.
A bull?
A bull. And like dressed it up like an IU garb, like, you know, the classic 60s gruff Sparty little Wolverine dude with the sailor hat, you know, that look.
Sure.
Indiana had a bull, and I guess it wasn't particularly popular, but they're trying to bring it back.
I don't mind it. Well, I mean, not sure what a bull has to do with being from the state of Indiana.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're going to be super hyper specific, I'm not sure that it does either. I just sent you, check your email. I just sent you a logo of the sweatshirt. I was like, if my kid goes to school here, maybe. I don't know. I kind of like it, to be honest with you.
It's a bison.
Yeah, she told me a bull. But yeah, I guess school featured a bison as its mascot for about a decade. There you go.
I love it.
It's not bad.
I actually think it's great. I think they should lean into it. And yet, I'm not sure it has anything to do with the state of Indiana.
Yeah, I don't know why they had a...
I mean, is Indiana known for, you know, beef?
This is, again, here we go. See if I can find anything. The Indiana Bulls is a pretty good travel baseball program out of Indiana. But I can't imagine. I don't know what it is. I don't know why they had this bull or bison.
I like it. I think anything that could cartoonish.
Yeah, yeah.
I think is always kind of a big hit. It translates to turning it into a mascot on the sidelines, an oversized, you know, bull or whatever. It's kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Well, just something to keep your eyes out for, reintroducing a bull or bison. So there wasn't a lot of it in the bookstore, though, I noticed. Yet, at least.
Not yet. No. Well, they are a football school now, so it's only a matter of time, Doug.
Yeah. Okay. So Kang mentioned this to me, and you said you couldn't take your eyes off it.
I mean, I was watching it. I was watching.
And yet, you think it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm on a roller coaster with this movie. So you guys know how during Christmas season...
Not draft day.
Hold on.
Okay.
You know how during Christmas season, you're always going to see Elf?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
That's just what they play, right? And then you go a little bit further, maybe Home Alone, or maybe it's A Christmas Story, but, you know, Mariah Carey's going to be playing, right?
Hard. Yeah. Santa Claus. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Michael Bublé, right?
Yeah.
I don't know why we haven't figured this out yet, but every April, draft day is going to be on every day for like, you know, 2 weeks straight.
Yep.
Draft day was on last night. I forget even what network. I was just flipping around. Yeah. I'm like hating this movie now. Like, this movie is so dumb that I've started to hate it now. Yeah, it used to be dumb where I thought it was entertaining and funny. And now I'm like, Sonny Weaver's banging the capologist. And then I'm like, okay, so Schefter called the intern.
Sonny Weaver
like,
was the GM, by the way. Yeah.
Costner.
Yep.
And Schefter's calling the intern to get to Sonny. I'm like, you have Sonny's number. Schefter would text Sonny and then
even
get blown
now,
off.
But not then.
No. It was just like, I mean, it just kept piling up. And I'm like, listen, relax.
It's a movie.
but also, I know you have to suspend belief when you watch movies. You just do a little bit, right?
Yep.
And there's certain movies where you have to really suspend it, like The Fast and the Furious.
What?
Or a Marvel movie.
Right.
No one has Infinity Stones in draft day. It's a regular person movie, you know?
Yeah.
And what? So I couldn't get, like...
But here's... Okay, we've discussed draft day a million times in the show.
Yes.
We all enjoy it, although now you're starting to really dislike it, and you can't stop watching it. Maybe it's kind of like me with Entourage, I guess. But with draft day, yes, we know it's ridiculous. All the things that happen in draft day, if any one of them happened, we could understand it. But the fact that they all happen within like a 9-hour period is flat out ridiculous. Is like they're going to spread the ashes of Sonny Weaver's father that afternoon of the draft. Like, they don't have other things they got to worry about. Mom wants to spread the ashes out on that day. Okay.
Yeah.
It's going to be also the same day that Sonny's going to reveal that that his girlfriend Allie is pregnant, right?
Capologist.
Jennifer Garner.
Jennifer Garner, yeah.
That's going to happen on that day. Sure, sure. They're going to wait until the 11th hour to get information on who could be the top pick in the draft, and that information, and then they're going to vet it out that day.
Yeah.
They're going to be able to talk to his coach while he's in the middle of spring practice to find out if anybody was at his birthday party or not. We're going to find out. On that day.
On the day of the draft.
He's going to make a spectacular trade before the draft even starts and then somehow recoup all that he lost during the course of the next 10 picks in the draft within an hour. All that's going to happen. His coach is going to come in, light a playbook on fire, walk out on the team on that day. all this is going to happen. The owner is going to come back from New York, from the draft. He's going to come back after they make the selection. And he's like, wait a minute, that's not what we agreed on. He's going to come back. And the moment he walks into the draft room where Sonny Weaver is, he starts barking at Sonny Weaver, and Sonny's going to shut him up. He's going to shut up the owner because he's on the phone calling somebody a pancake-eating MF-er. Because he's going to get GM. All his picks back.
Another GM.
Then he's going to get a throw-in player in this draft.
Putney.
He wants Putney. David G.D. Putney. Why? Just because. He's going to have the throw-in. Anybody? Who else? Who else? And it's going to be the capologist that makes the suggestions. Putney. Yeah, Putney. That's all going to happen on the same day. Any one of those things would have passed, but to try to put them all in the same movie is utterly ridiculous. And yet, it's awesome. Every year, I can't wait to see the movie again because I'm like, how did they get all those picks back? How did that work? You know, because mathematically,
he convinced the GM to give him a first rounder, a top 10 pick for 3 second rounders.
You've got a million scouts in your department. But nobody knows why Vontae Mack wasn't on the field when the quarterback threw the touchdown pass to win the game.
Yep.
Where was Vontae? Oh, that's right. I think he got kicked out of the game, coach. Yeah, that's right. You remember he did that stupid thing? He ran up into the stands and he got upset because he got flagged for, you shouldn't be talking to somebody. No, guys. That's not just somebody. That's his sister. She had cancer. And I mean, come on! But I love the movie. It's great. But they're not going to find out those little minute details until minutes before they have to make a selection in the draft.
It's so bad good.
It's preposterous.
I'm on bad bad now.
Are you?
No, come on. Be back on board.
Well, I can't help but think if Brad Holmes ever watched this movie going, you guys look like a bunch of idiots. Like he's like, this is stupid.
Who was the guy? Was it from the Rams that actually sat down and watched the movie?
Yeah, there was a GM that watched the movie and actually said, yeah, I could see that happening.
Like, but not all of it.
No.
But there were some things he's like, yeah, that's interesting.
Yep. And he had his eye roll moments.
But. Yeah, of course. Well, the whole movie's an eye roll moment because you can't have 15 things happen on draft day like this.
Hank on 97 won a ticket. Hi, Hank.
All right, Gator, this one you forgot. Hey, who's that new kid GM at Jacksonville again? Right. Like, you don't know the names of all these kids. That line drove me crazy. I'm like you don't know the names of, hey, who's the kid name again? Give me a break on that one. And you would never, see, you got me worked up, ever trade all number 3 picks without talking to your coach first. Ever, ever, ever would that happen. No. And Dennis Leary's like, well, yeah, I guess I could coach this team. I hate that movie, man. Hate it.
Costner's the most
worked up.
Unprepared GM of all time.
Too, by the way. Kang, it was on the stupid E Network.
Was it?
That runs freaking 90 commercials for a freaking movie.
Hank,
hate that movie.
Hank, did you watch it?
For 2 minutes, and then I had to turn it off. Like, saying, I hate this movie. But I did watch it originally, and it's like the drafting for dummies is what it is. Like, so hey, David Putney, because I GD want to. such a stupid movie.
I love it. It's so bad good.
He hates it, but he knows every line.
Yes, we all do.
It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, 24 Seconds Bar and Grill in downtown Berkeley is the place to be for everything sports. You want to watch all the big events. You want to watch playoff basketball games or playoff hockey games or Detroit baseball games. This is the place to go. Why? Because the food's awesome. Food's fantastic. The service is great. They've got amazing specials. Like, for instance, $4 bottles of Miller Lite and Coors Light for baseball games. Plus, for the basketball playoffs they got specials there as well. Trivia is on Thursday nights. That's at 8 o'clock. And 24 Seconds is also open for lunch on Thursdays and Fridays. And start making your plans to be at to be at 24 Seconds for the big pro football draft day that they got going on. It's next Thursday night at 7 o'clock. They have great drink specials, and you can also win some amazing prizes. They really do it up. It's a fantastic, fantastic evening. And if you need any event catered, let 24 Seconds do all the work for you. They'll cover the food and make sure that everybody's going to work out for you so that you can enjoy your guests. Whether it's a celebration, a graduation party, any kind of event, take it to 24 Seconds. And spring is here. Deck season is approaching. It's right around the corner. If you're looking for work, 24 Seconds is hiring as well. Check them out at 24secondsbar.com and grab a taste of the action for yourself. Again, my favorite place to go, 24 Seconds Bar and Grill on 12 Mile in Berkeley.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. All right, so yesterday, Brad Holmes spoke, and obviously you guys touched on it during yesterday's show, but we wanted to get into what is a theme that is really, really hard to square, because Brad Holmes is great at his job, and his job, you know, he still has to be better because ultimately his job and the job that he does is measured by raising said Lombardi trophy over one's head. That is how the you get, you know, the ultimate stamp of approval from a city. But taking this organization from where it was on almost every level to where it is now has been great. It's been the best that we have seen in our lifetime, with room to get better. But he was asked a question yesterday. He was asked a couple of questions that were really interesting in listening to his response. Question was, do you pass on a draft prospect essentially because that player is blocked by your roster? Like, you know, he always talks about buckets, mm-hmm. and, you know, he evaluates players, and there's the elite you know, immediate impact superstar potential player. And so they brought up, would you pass on a player because they are blocked? So would you pass on, let's just say, a slot receiver because he's blocked by Amon-Ra? If Amarion Hampton, the running back from North Carolina, is in the top bucket, you've already got two really good running backs. Like, how do you square those things if there is a great player on your board, but you're all set at that position? And here is what Brad Holmes had to say yesterday. Okay, so his point is, yeah, we'll draft a guy who isn't going to play right away. I thought it was really interesting at the end. He said, you can get in trouble when you chase need sometimes. The word in that sentence that means the most to me is sometimes.
Right.
It's not all the time.
No.
It's sometimes, which I was glad he included that because you know how I feel when it comes to draft and hard and fast rules.
Correct.
I think you have to show your malleability. 2 weeks in a row with malleability. Nice. Gator. Yeah. I think you have to show flexibility. I think you have to show that you evolve as your team evolves. And I agree with him. You get in trouble when you chase need sometimes. But it's so funny because I think the way most of football fans and probably a good percentage of people in our chairs look at the draft is address your needs. Address your needs. And Brad Holmes clearly doesn't emphasize that as much as we all do. And he says it all the time. But again, he said sometimes. And last year, they happened to have a need at corner. What they didn't do is they didn't let themselves be a victim of how the board falls. Rather than sit there at 24 last year, and they moved up to 20. 26,
no,
25.
No, they were further back than that.
Were they? Okay. Wherever they were.
28, I think.
They could sit where they were and let the board fall, or they can manipulate that based upon need. And they did that. They manipulated it based upon need and moved up and took Terrion Arnold. So is that an example of chasing a need?
I mean, I think it is.
Yeah, I do too.
But it also fits his narrative. If there's a guy he have in a bucket, and if they've got Terrion Arnold in that bucket, they're going to go get. So I think it's, look, you can throw a blanket statement over like, you know, we're not going to chase need. And, you know, but at the same time, your philosophy is finding players. And if those players happen to fit a need, so be it. Right. But I think you've got multiple position groups that are out there where you're not just looking at one person. You don't just have to have the one guy on the roster. I mean, offensive line, you got five guys in an offensive line, mm-hmm. and you need to have some backups. Makes sense. Okay. It's a position of depth that you have to have. Same thing with the defensive line. Same thing with linebackers. Same thing with wide receivers and the secondary. When you start getting at like quarterback and running back and tight end, it's a little bit different. Okay. Yeah. So I'm not buying it as much what he has to say about that. I love his drafting, and I'm not going to question his drafting. But when he's speaking in public about it, you know, it's just there's some stuff that you just take with a grain of salt because what he does is what he's going to do. When he took Jamison Williams and traded up to get Jamison Williams, did they have a need for a wide receiver at that time? Yes.
They had a need for almost everything.
Yeah, but I mean, and to his point, look, they knew that was a season that they were hoping they were going to grow. But it was going to take a while. So taking a guy like Jamison Williams with all that talent and knowing it was for the future, not necessarily for that season, that makes sense. When you're coming off a 15-2 season, I don't think they're looking at it the same way, even though they're going to talk about it like it's the same thing. It's not the same thing.
Well, the idea that we're not going to reach for a position is one of the things that he sells and talks about all the time. And I don't know how anybody would say, yes, reach for a position. I don't think anybody would say, I don't care if the edge rushers that are left on the board when you're picking aren't particularly good. Reach for one.
Right.
No, nobody would endorse that. No, but, and so if he's making an argument against that, I think we'd all agree. I like the fact that they'll move around on draft day because that tells you that they're not going to risk that when they're sitting there, the bucket is empty. They'll go to where they can get their guy. It was 29-24, by the way, is what it was. It moved up from 29-24. which was honestly a underrated, shrewd move from a, yeah, we're not reaching. No, we're just going to change where we're drafting.
Well, and that's the thing. And fans don't want to reach either way, but what fans want is their guy.
Yeah.
So if you do what the Lions did last year, or what they did when they went after Jamison Williams, is moving up reaching? No, moving up becomes reaching if you go too far and give up too much. Then it's a reach, right? Is it a reach for the Lions to get to number two, to get Abdul Carter? Probably a reach of what you'd have to give up to move up to that spot. Now, would Abdul Carter step in right away and play an important role in this team? You betcha. And I'd love to see a bold-ass move like that, but I don't think that's going to come. That's not how the Lions operate. Now, would they make a move to go from 28 to 22 or 28 to 21 if, say, Mike Green is there, if he starts to slip, or one of these other edge rushers that they covet and put in that bucket, or if it's an offensive lineman, if it's Derek Harmon, you know, a player like that that they want to see and they can move up and get? We've seen him do it, and we have confidence that he can get that done. At the same time, I love this position at 28 because it just seems, judging by the millions of mock drafts that I've looked at, that you can get players that you would like anywhere from 28 up until into the second round, like maybe even the first 8 picks in the second round. You're still going to get one of those guys that you really like. So the flexibility that they have, I think, is huge. And particularly when you couple that with the number of teams that may pass on that quarterback in the first round in the early draft part because they want to address other needs but still want to get a quarterback, maybe the Lions can trade back in that early part of the second round because one of those teams wants to get back into the first round specifically for the quarterback that they can take at 28.
All right, so you found a 2-round mock or 7-round mock.
Yeah.
Do you think the Lions fans would love? We'll get into that coming up. But also, Brad Holmes, very clever question yesterday. The question was, well, I was trying to figure out what you will do. What won't you do? We'll get to his answer coming up at 11:48 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1.
Hey, looking to upgrade your outdoor space? Well, Builders First Source has you covered. With 4 Metro Detroit locations, they specialize in top-quality composite decking. Brands that you trust, like Trex and TimberTech and AZEK. So whether you're a DIY enthusiast or you need a certified installer, their expert team will help you build the perfect deck that stands the test of time. Visit one of their locations today in Lapeer or Auburn Hills or Clinton Township or Shelby Township and discover why Builders First Source is your go-to for decking. Quality, service, and unbeatable value, that's the Builders First Source promise. Check them out. Search buildersfirstsource.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Hope everybody's having a great Friday and have a great weekend ahead. Good Friday here. Gator, you got big Easter plans? Anything exciting?
I think I'm going to my brother's.
Okay.
My family Easter type thing. We'll see what goes on there.
Gotcha.
Could be pancakes, Doug.
Is that
could be a brunch? I don't know. I don't know what to expect. I don't know. I think we did that a few years ago and my niece was making pancakes.
Yeah.
They were like Mickey Mouse pancakes, I think.
Mickey Mouse pancakes.
Yeah.
Oh, is this your brother?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a huge Disney guy.
He loves Disney.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, my God. Do they love Disney? Right, yeah. That's an understatement.
I think we had a choice of Mickey Mouse or R2-D2. And, you know, they were both delicious. Just forms that you get, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was another one that looked like Epcot.
Yeah.
Maybe some ham. Love ham.
Yeah.
Good brunch.
Okay.
Sort of egg bake. I love an egg bake.
Do you?
I love an egg bake.
Are you going to have any, what will you be responsible for?
Showing up.
Oh.
I don't know. I haven't been told anything more specific about it. I'm more than willing to do my part. So
okay. Laughs. Laughs is what his department is.
Pet the dogs.
Makes sense.
Good job, Gator.
Thank you. Listen, those two dogs, those are some big dogs. Big golden retrievers. Big, sweet golden retrievers.
Gotcha.
Shed a lot. Need a lot of loving.
All right, so more from Brad Holmes. We mentioned it before the break there. People are always trying to figure out what you will do. What won't you do? Here's what he said. I think he wants to be able to do whatever the hell he wants and nobody question him. That's what he wants. And I guess I would too.
I rolled my eyes the entire time listening to that response.
Did you?
Yeah, because it... When he vocalizes it and tries to articulate it, here's what I take out of it.
Yep.
My take is that he thinks we're the dumbest group of people out there ever. Like that we have no idea. Oh, you mean they have to be able to play the game?
Yeah.
Thanks, coach. Mr. GM, thanks. I had no idea. Oh, they have, it's not just the position. Oh, they have to actually play and be good.
Mm-hmm.
Duh. I didn't like that whole answer because it treats us like we're morons, and we're not morons. We understand this whole thing,
right?
Okay, we get it that you're not always beholden to position. You want the best player available, right? Great, fantastic, and you hope you can match that up with, you know, deficiencies on your team. Otherwise, what are you going to do? Sit there and take 15 offensive linemen in a row because of the best player you got? No, you're not going to do that. But don't treat us like we're morons. Come on.
I guess I don't really care what he thinks. I do think there's...
I just care how he drafts, and he does an amazing job with the draft.
He really does. And it's still... I think the part that he can't say out loud because it'd be counterproductive to say it out loud is, yeah, we'll move around to make it make sense. We won't sit there and just be a, beholden to what the board is when we're picking. If we see that the board isn't going to give us what we need, we'll change the board by moving around. Makes the most sense. All right, you said you found a 7-rounder you think Lions fans will love.
This is true. This is from Chad Reuter from NFL.com.
Yep.
So he goes a full-on seven-round mock draft for the Lions. We'll just get to the Lions picks because there's seven.
He does every pick in the draft.
Yeah. And when you get to the Lions picking at 28, they would just have missed out on at 27. Ursary, the offensive lineman from Minnesota, went.
Okay.
So on the board for the Lions at 28 of this pick, Nick Emmanuari, the safety from South Carolina.
Yep.
Tyler Booker, the guard from Alabama.
Yep.
Donovan Ezeraku, the edge rusher. Luther Burden, the wide receiver from Missouri. James Pierce, the edge rusher from Tennessee, among plenty others.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's a really nice board to fall your way. Am I to assume that Kenneth Grant, Derek Harmon, Walter Nolan are all gone, the defensive tackles?
Walter Nolan is gone. Kenneth Grant is available.
Okay. I mean, that's a great board. That's a great board if it falls that way for the Lions, because there seems to be players that I think the Lions would love: safety, guard, edge rusher, defensive tackle.
All over the place.
Yep.
He has the Lions selecting Tyler Booker, guard from Alabama, guy that you really like.
I think he fits their profile almost exactly.
Yeah, I think he, as a guard, he has a chance to compete for a starting position. Mm-hmm. Then you get to the second round, and this is where things get really, really interesting. Again, you know, the Lions are picking at 60 here, so what's available to them at this pick? You got Carson Schweisinger, the linebacker from UCLA. Savion Williams, the wide receiver from TCU. There's Terrence Ferguson, the tight end from Oregon. And there's James Pierce Jr., the Tennessee edge rusher.
Is on the board.
Slipping all the way and being a possibility for the Lions at 60.
Wow.
Who the Lions take?
James Pierce.
Edge rusher James Pierce.
I mean, I think they'd be thrilled to have that kind of talent. If they pass on him, that would tell you that it's just too much. There's too much off the field stuff, right?
Yes. But if he's available at 60, I think at that point, that's where you take a chance on the guy, because that's the reason why he would have slipped. And, okay, we can make him into a football player because he's got all the talent and he's got a decent track record of doing it on the field. There's some really good film of him.
It goes back to how big of a chance do you want to take, right?
Yeah.
Like if there's too much there, if there's just a little bit there that has you shy away from him, but if there's a lot there, you might say, eh, forget it.
The end of the third round, though, the compensatory pick, the Lions select wide receiver Dante Thornton Jr. from Tennessee. He's the 6'5".
The big guy.
Yeah. Speedster, 4'3", speed, but not a whole lot of receptions last year. Less than 30 receptions, but he had like over 600 yards. That would be a nice pickup there. Yep. Then in the fourth round, this one I thought was interesting too. At pick 130, the Lions select Josiah Stewart, edge rusher from Michigan.
So they walk away from the draft with Josiah Stewart and James Pierce?
Yes.
The fans would rejoice.
Yes. I think they would absolutely rejoice. because that's quite a haul.
That would be a beloved draft.
Then they would take, and maybe you could fill us in because you did cover Michigan games. Do you remember Glendon Miller, the safety from Maryland?
I do. And
good size, good speed, but might be a little stiff. But
yep.
That's what you're getting in the sixth round. And then in the seventh round, Jordan Hancock, cornerback, Ohio State. I did some research on him yesterday, actually. Guy, there's a lot to like there. Decent size, and he's got speed. But, you know, this is, again, it's a seven-round mock draft. Who knows what you're going to end up getting?
I think you are right, though. I think that would be a beloved result.
A beloved result. Yep.
248-539-9797. All right. Does this controversial figure have a point? We will get to that today at 12:05. Another edition of Are You Going to Eat That at 12:35 here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community.
So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.